Muted.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Skanska press conference call. For the first part of this call, all participants will be in a listen-only mode, and afterwards there will be a question-and-answer session. I will now hand the conference over to Magnus Persson, SVP Investor Relations at Skanska. Please begin your meeting, sir.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this press conference call. The reason we have this call is the press release that we issued this morning, for the reason that we have a profit warning due to write-downs in the U.S. construction business. We wanted to get this information out to you as soon as possible to the financial markets. This also means that we have not yet closed the books for the third quarter. This call will exclusively be about the situation in the U.S. construction business. We will do this as follows. First, Johan Karlström, CEO, will go through the situation in the U.S. and what has happened. After that, Peter Wallin, CFO, will go through the guidance for the third quarter and the full year. Finally, we will have a Q&A session. With that, Johan, please go ahead.
Thank you, and welcome, everybody. As you have already seen, today we announced the total write-down for the two U.S. construction units of 630 million Swedish kronor. And the background to that is increased costs in a number of the large projects in the U.S. And the majority of the costs are from six major projects. And these projects has changed due to changes in the client's designs. But we have also seen a tougher market for quite some time with tougher clients and contract negotiations. We have not reached an agreement on how to be compensated for the changes, but have ongoing discussions with all the clients. And the Skanska policy is to not account for the revenue until the client has signed off change orders and other cost escalations, but we are taking the full cost. We have also seen lower productivity than expected in several of the projects. And of course, that can be a consequence of the changes of the client's design, but also of our own performance in the project. So what have we done? We have strengthened our contract management to secure that we will be compensated for the cost that is our contractual rights. And we will, of course, focus on the bottom line of the company and the U.S. operations to deliver the projects we have in the backlog. But we will also be even more stringent in project selection going forward. So, Peter, can you explain and talk about the numbers?
Yes, Johan, I will do a brief expose. Then we have the 630 million SEK in write-downs are distributed between 470 million in civil and 160 million SEK in building. All these numbers are the isolated impact into the third quarter, and all this will be visible in the construction stream. After the charges, we expect the operating income for the third quarter for the whole group to be around 900 million SEK. For the group, for the whole 2015, the full year estimated operating income will be in the range of 5.5 to 6 billion SEK. And the final outcome is dependent upon planned divestment in our development operations. So this is business as usual. We have a few deals more to sign off, and that's why we have given a range for the third quarter of 500 million, between 5.5 and 6.0. And as Johan has stated, all these costs incurred and taken into the third quarter are the estimated full cost to complete the project, including the perceived impact of the change orders and the cost escalations. We have yet again not taken any revenue for any sort of commercial agreement not yet agreed with the client. So thereby I turn over the word again to Magnus.
Okay. Let's move into questions and answers. Operator, do we have any questions on the call?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to register for a question, please press 0 followed by the 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, to register for a question, please press 0 followed by the 1 on your telephone keypad. There will be a brief pause whilst questions are being registered. Once again, to register for a question, please press 0 followed by the 1. The first question comes from Mattias Montgomery from RBS. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
It's Mattias Montgomery from ABG. Just a quick question. The 6 projects mentioned, when will they be completed?
They're going to be completed over the next years. It's going to be like in a different completion times for all of them, because they are the completion time is like in a different there, but it's going to be over the coming years.
Okay, so just a quick follow-up question. The accounting policy to account for total estimated cost but not for any revenue changes, there might be some positive effects from this. Do you know when, if that happens?
We don't know when that will come, and it will probably not come in the same quarter, as it is like in a different projects, and it can also be a different type of negotiations even in one single project, so it's going to be spread out in time.
Okay, thank
you. We will not account for anything until we have signed off and we have it clear with the client.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
The next question. The next question comes from Niklas Höglund from Nordea. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, good morning. Niklas Höglund here. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, great. Some problem with the technical issues. But firstly, could you please, you're talking about the costs related to lower productivity. Could you maybe split out of these 630 million, how much is related to costs of the productivity issue, or will we see that in the more of the underlying earnings in the construction earnings in the U.S.? Thank you.
No, you cannot see that. But the lower productivity is depending on both of the change orders and also the change of the client's design in various products. But it's also coming from a lower productivity from our own people.
Okay, but will you expect to be compensated also on the lower productivity side, or is that more of a caution related to the total project earnings?
Well, what we expect to be compensated for, that is for the changes that is that the client is responsible for. And of course, that has an impact both on the productivity, but it also has ripple effect into other parts of the project when the whole project have been delayed. So it's a big discussion that has to take place with the clients.
Okay, but you don't want to split out the productivity part in the total write-down, or?
No, we will not.
Yeah. Okay, and then just to follow up on the guidance for the full year related to the range of 500 million and to commercial activities. In the top end of the range, 6 billion, is there any amendment to the previous guidance of 1.5 to 1.6 in gains related to commercial development?
No, it's not.
So that should be including the 1.6 billion then on the commercial side, just to confirm?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. That's all for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Niklas. Next question.
The next question comes from Bo Selling from Elekta. Please go ahead.
Hello there. This is Bo Selling from Elekta. You hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Bo.
Hi there. I just wondered, since I assume you will get compensated for these changes later, so could one say that this is a pure accounting profit warning? So from a cash flow perspective, you will get the money, but later, and then you're just being conservative. So maybe you answered this in the first question. I missed that in that case.
Well, you can say that it's the write-downs is coming basically from two reasons here, and that is like in a lower productivity, as we talked about on the project,
yeah,
and also from changes from the client. So it's a mix of things that we are responsible for and the other part that the client are responsible for, and that is what the negotiations now in these contracts and projects will. That's going to be a discussion.
But you said
it is a discussion, I should say.
But you wrote that the majority of the costs were related to client changes.
We said that the majority of the cost is in 6 projects. We don't talk about how much is depending on what. Mm.
But to me, it feels like a sort of accounting issue rather than a loss of cash flow. Is that correct?
I think that it's like in a both responsible for it's both coming from we view it as both a responsibility for the client, but it also lower productivity on the project that we are doing that we also are responsible for.
So every time a client changes a product, you will incur a cost, and then later on you will get it back. Is that correct?
We never put it into the revenue until we have a signed change order or an agreement with the client. But we always have to eat the cost up to that. Well, we always eat the cost, so to speak, and then we don't account for the revenue until we have a change order. And in large projects, complicated ones, that takes a long time to discuss, especially if it's a lot of changes.
Yeah, I understand. But you assume you will get the go ahead for the changes from the client, I guess.
We will fight back for our contractual rights, and we are doing that with full force.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question, please.
The next question comes from Tobias K. from Carnegie. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. When I listen when you describe this, there's write downs and changes in design and so on. It seems like similar description as you gave when the first big write downs came in Latin America, and you said that you had seen change orders and you were hoping for being compensated for this from the client, but later on the losses just increased in size. Why should we believe now that you will get some money back and that losses will not just increase going forward?
What we do is like, you know, we make an estimate of the project at every time and take the full cost of what we see. And on top of that, we also have discussions with the client of how to be compensated for the changes that they are responsible for.
Okay, and I mean, I covered Skanska for some 15 years, and from the top of my head, I cannot remember one single time when you have sent a positive profit warning saying that you have been compensated for previous revisions. I might not remember all the times, but have you ever done that in the past?
It usually comes in smaller portions over a longer period of time.
Oh, okay. And if we look at the rolling 12-month trend for your aggregated U.S. operation, in the past 2 years, you have seen a quite strong growth in revenues. But if we look from an EBIT perspective, already before this write-down, the rolling 12-month EBIT was almost 25% lower than the peak some 2 years ago, if you look in local currencies. Do you see any reason to change your focus on growth in U.S. due to the significant decline in profitability that it has resulted in?
The focus now is going to be on securing what we have right to get from the clients on the ongoing projects and in these write-downs and changes from the design, and then also to produce and build what we have in the backlog, and the focus going forward will be it's going to be on the bottom line.
Okay,
the bottom line and the profitability is more important than the top line growth. So,
okay,
that's
so you mean
that's going to be like another focus going forward.
Okay, so you abandoned your growth strategy in the U.S. now?
It will be a focus on the bottom line.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Tobias. Next question, please.
The next question comes from Stefan Andersson from SEB. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sorry, I was taken off the call by the operator in the first question. So if you already answered this, please just say so. But my first question is, if you look at the potential recovery that you could get in the negotiations, of course you can't say a number, but just to see the spread, you know, I guess we can start at zero. What is the maximum amount that you might be looking at?
We don't disclose the maximum amount that we talk with owners for commercial reasons, but we are talking about big numbers.
Okay, and second question, or last question there is, you mentioned that you're now trying to avoid the more complicated or bad projects, so to speak. Could you give an indication on what kind of portion of your order intake or of your sales in the US that has been, just to get a feeling of what you're trying, what portion of the market that you are, so to speak, avoiding going forward?
No, it's more that it's going to be more focused on projects that we have a core competency in and people available. And when we're talking about like an available people, it's about senior managers to run those projects. So it's more like a matching between projects in the market and the competencies and available senior people. So that's more like a match between these two things, like an internal capabilities and what's available out there in the market.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question, please.
The next question comes from Simon Mortensen from DND Markets. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. I hope you hear me. One question. You have stated that part of the write-down is to productivity, and I was just wondering what have you all done and what will you done so we don't see ripple effects, and what kind of ripple effects are we expected could be seen in the margins in the U.S. in 2016 and 17 based on what you say is lower productivity and six, obviously, large developments?
Well, lower productivity is like means that it takes longer time to do a certain thing and cost more, and that can depend on like, different reasons why. And one of the reasons that we've seen here that is like a change of design and it's actually going to be built in a different way. If I'll elaborate a little bit more around it. What we see now in the market, that is like it's a tougher market and it's more competitive and more competitors, and it's a tighter schedule and a tighter budget from the owner, from the clients, which means that there is a much tougher climate out there now if you compare it with some years back.
Just a follow-up on that also. These are fixed contracts, as you stated in the press release. So changes, is this based on in building cost inflation in the U.S., or what is it just your own activity?
Sorry, I missed what you asked now.
Do you see any building cost inflation? You're seeing increased competition, but you have a fixed contract, according to the press release, in several of these projects. How come you now see the write-down and profitability in these developments?
That's right. That is like it's a fixed price. We talk about fixed price contracts, there is increased cost in the product, and that depends. And it's coming from different reasons: lower productivity and change of design, and increased cost from subcontractors and so on.
And also to point out that the design changes itself gives impact to the productivity. So it's a cause and consequence.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Let's have one final question, operator.
Thank you, sir. There appear to be no further questions. I'll return the conference back to you.
Okay, excellent. So thank you all for joining us, and we hope to see you again when we release the third quarter result on October 28th. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This does conclude today's conference call. Thank you very much for attending. You may now disconnect your lines.